This is Angie.
Hey, Angie. This is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, Pete. I've gotten your messages. I've just been extremely busy.
I'm sure. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we get at least established some kind of contact here.
I had called once. I was at one point looking for a line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you had a line of credit. That's all I need is a line of credit. You have?
We do offer lines of credit on the side as like a contingency when you do a termed loan with us, kind of like a little cherry on top. I could look into maybe getting you a line. How much are you looking for?
Well, here's the thing. I have an SBA loan, okay, which I pay on. It's like I think I owe $140,000 left on it, okay. And that was to get everything under control and all that. But where I have issues and why I was looking for a line of credit is because we're an event company. I have payroll due on the 25th of this month, but my event that I've got isn't going to pay until the 30th. So I end up with a gap where I don't have the money yet. You know what I mean? To pay. So I was looking for a line of credit where when my events are staggered or it's not there, I can at least get my payroll and then pay it back each month. That's kind of what I was looking for, is just in our off season when the events aren't so close together, it's sometimes hard to...
Cash flow gets a little bit tight.
It gets tight in our off season. And so like this last one, because I'm also a mortgage lender. So this last one, mm-hmm. I just had to put in my own money. And I don't want to be doing that. I'm trying to get out of this whole thing, but that's just where it's at. So I don't really need a loan. I just need, it's a cash flow issue. And so I was trying to do something along that line. So I was looking like for 20 grand just to, that I can kind of rotate around and things like that in those pickle times. That's really all that I need.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever dealt with working capital loans before, or is that something you just...
Yeah, no, I've had that.
Okay.
Very high expensive.
And did you have
the same amount whether you pay it off next month or not, so that becomes a very expensive loan.
Oh, I mean, when's the last time you did one of those?
A year ago.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have a prepayment discount?
No, I mean, you still pay $500.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm it was more of an equipment kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's different than what you're talking about.
Yeah, the working capital loans they're unsecured, but they're basically just like lump sum business loans. And because they are unsecured, they're a lot, basically all the risk is on the lender. So that's why they tend to have things like daily or weekly payments or, you know, it's a little bit more expensive, obviously.
I cannot do daily or weekly. I can only do monthly. And that's another reason probably, because those don't work for us. We are not like Nordstrom's. We're a photo video company. So when we have a wedding, we might have one wedding in the month. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we don't get paid till that wedding. So you taking money out of my account every day does not work for me.
It'll bleed you out.
Yeah. I don't do those. Yeah. But I've had other loans where, like, I've bought a bunch of equipment. And the thing is you pay the interest in the first payment. And then even if you paid it off the next month, you've already spent $900, for that 10 grand. It's like, ugh. You know, so those are very, very expensive to me.
Equipment's a little bit different because there is the actual piece of equipment itself, you know, for collateral. Yeah. So
it's still very expensive because they tack that on. But the only thing I'm interested in is a line of credit.
Line of credit, I got you.
If that is not something you have, then I probably need to be removed from your list.
No, of course, you know, we definitely have lines of credit. It's usually they're contingent on loans, but I'll go ahead and ask for, you know, $20,000 is not a lot. How is your personal credit, you know?
My personal credit is excellent. However, I did have a bankruptcy in 2009. But like last month, my personal scores were, this is on Credit Karma, was up to 685. Okay. And right now it's in the mid 500s because it's all dependent on my balances. I watch it every week. I can see it go up and down. So it's just, and that's credit karma. So I don't, you know, I don't know where it'll come up on yours, but it's like my score, you know, 3 months ago was in the mid 500s and I paid everything off. It went up to like 685. And then, you know, we're in our off season, so everything is kind of maxed.
Balances go.
So, and it keeps going on my personal credit. And then our next events are coming up in November. So in November, December, it'll go back up again. It's all good. It's all just, the balance is affected severely. And I just did not have time when my credit was up to do all the paperwork for a loan. And that's when I should have been doing it. And now I missed that opportunity and I have a problem.
It's almost like a catch-22. It's when you don't need it. When your credit's good, that's when you should be applying for these.
And I did not have time. And so it's just one of those things. I'm just like, okay, I'm not supposed to borrow. So I'll just struggle through it. But yes, I'm probably 580 on something. Well, hold on. I can tell you right now. Hold on a second. Let me...
pull it up real quick if you have it. It'll just give us at least a ballpark.
Yeah. Okay, so my TransUnion says 612, my Equifax says 575, but I don't know what my Experian is because Credit Karma doesn't have that.
That's the one that we pull, of course.
So I don't know where that's at. Could be higher, could be in the middle. I don't know. There's no late. There's no issues. Nothing.
It always has to do with the ratio that paying your payments on time, paying bills on time is almost trivial now at this point. It's pretty funny how that works.
Yeah, I teach credit repair.
There you go.
So I know exactly where it is. I know exactly why. I mean, I'm a mortgage lender, and I fix people's credit for the last 14 years. So I know exactly why my name is where it is. And that's why, I also know that banks want to see, they want to see 680 to 740s, and I don't have that right now. So.
Is that why you haven't approached a bank about getting a line of credit? It's just, you just know it's not really a possibility with that credit score?
Here's the problem when it comes to business loans. The fact that I had a bankruptcy, they really don't want to touch me. I had to do a bankruptcy. I was a mortgage lender. We had four businesses in mortgage and real estate. And when the meltdown came and we couldn't do any loans, it was like we lost our job in all four of our businesses. And even though I had perfect 700 plus scores back then, all of a sudden we had 9 months where we couldn't make any jumbo loans or anything. And I ended up having to do, I got everything sold except my own house. I couldn't sell it because nobody could get a loan. My house was over $1 million. No one could get a loan because they didn't have jumbo loans for 9 months. So I ended up having to do a bankruptcy. And
to keep the house?
No, I couldn't keep the house. I just had to do a bankruptcy because I went from a $48,000 a month income to $3,000. And I had a year and a half, I had a year of reserves in the bank. It took me 2 years to go through it. It never recovered. I got everybody as much paid as I could. And anyway, with all of that, I ended up having to do a bankruptcy, which I bankrupted. Chase was one of the people. So Chase will not give you a loan ever again if you've ever bankrupted with Chase. Bank of America was in there. And Union Bank. So it's like I don't have a bank. It's been difficult. So that's why I haven't gone to banks, because I know their rules. And I've talked to them. And I said, even though it's been since 2009, I run all my stuff, you see my income, you see all of it, but they won't. So, it's just kind of one of those things. I've had to build it the hard way. And it's really sad, because I basically became jobless, not because of anything I did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you're definitely not the only one in that situation there.
So I'm kind of like,
not much I can do.
Yeah, no, do you have a plan B? Like, if, you know, obviously you can't go to a bank, if we can't get you a line of credit, would, you know?
Oh, it's the same plan I've been working. I bust my ass and keep trying to make it and let people know, hey, you know what, you'll have it in a few days, or, you know. There's not a lot I can do. It's how I've been having to operate.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm still in business after 10 years, but it's not, it's been stressful. But I need to keep moving. I'm really running late, but...
Yeah, no.
Do you think you have a line of credit with what I've shared with you?
I'll look into it. Like, it's going to be hard to get that without a loan going on with it, especially with the bankruptcy and, you know, your situation. But I can look into it for you, and, you know, I'll touch base with you maybe in a day or two here, or shoot you an email. What's a good email for you?
Send it to Angie, A-N-G-I-E, at Snaps Films, S-N-A-P-S, Films, F-I-L-M-S. .com.
Perfect. Yeah, I should get an answer by, you know, today.
Do you do you ever do lines of credit as a second on an investment property, like a house?
No, we tend to stay away just in general from real estate. Okay. It's one of the more restricted lending industries.
Okay. Just wondering.
No. We're working on trying to develop maybe a program or two where we can lend against it, but as far as just a line of credit for, you know, flipping houses or buying houses in general, we pretty much stay away from that.
Yeah. Okay. No worries.
All right. I'll follow up with you later today or sometime tomorrow, Angie. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Uh-huh.
Thank you.